From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. Mattis told reporters that a full investigation is underway into that incident, as is the case any time a U.S. service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when a U.S. Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Mr. Trump offered his sympathy. On Thursday, Kelly said he had advised Mr. Trump against making the calls to the fallen soldiers' families, but that the president eventually decided to express his condolences in the best way he could. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of U.S. efforts to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq. This is VOA News. In an extended Oval Office meeting, Puerto Rico's governor pleaded with President Donald Trump for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island, repeatedly reminding him that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Mr. Trump defended the federal government's response to the devastation left a month ago by Hurricane Maria. The president declared the response in Puerto Rico by the U.S. government a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He says, "We have provided so much so fast." The governor of the U.S. Commonwealth declined to put a grade on the response, but did say, "We're thankful to the president for supporting these petitions to Congress and promising no U.S. citizen will be left behind." Iraqi Kurdistan's two main political families and their supporters traded accusations of blame Wednesday for the Iraqi army's easy takeover this week of the city of Kirkuk and other disputed areas in northern Iraq, which the Kurds seized from the Islamic State terror group 3 years ago. Some Kurdish leaders expressed fears that Kurdistan could split into two if reclamations worsen, taking the region back to when it was divided during a three-year-long civil war between Iraqi Kurds in the 1990s that left more than 10,000 people dead. North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile, according to two top U.S. officials. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington Thursday that he is deeply worried about the advancing threat from North Korea and the possibility it could spark a nuclear arms race across East Asia. He says they are so far along and that it's now a matter of thinking, how do you stop the final step? U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said later Thursday that Washington was racing to resolve the situation short of using military force. With the U.S. midterm elections barely a year away, lawmakers Thursday unveiled a bipartisan proposal to regulate online political advertising in the United States, an effort prompted by revelations that Russian elements spent large sums on internet ads targeting Americans ahead of the 2016 U.S. election. To prevent a repeat, one person, along with U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, unveiled the Honest Ads Act, which would require Facebook, Twitter, Google, and other technology giants to post information about the source of political ads, just as U.S. television and radio broadcasters are required to do. Former U.S. President George W. Bush Thursday deplored the country's political divisiveness, saying that at times it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.